Good morning. It is that time of the week when we check in with our tech guy, David Snell. He joins us from Act Smart IT in Pembroke.
Hello, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, David. Great to have you on with us. And so this week we are going to talk about the COVID-19 vaccine passport.
Yeah, well, that's where we're going to have to go. The coronavirus vaccines are rolling out across the country, and many businesses and schools are considering how and what it will take to safely resume in-person operations. I'm sure that's on a lot of people's minds.
Mm. Yeah.
So what's happening now is some of the country's largest tech firms and healthcare organizations have joined together to facilitate that return to normal and created a group called the Vaccine Credential Initiative. This is pretty good. It's a good thing to do. They're going to attempt to ensure that everyone has access to a secure digital record of their COVID-19 vaccination, rather than just a little card. They want to find some way that we can use that vaccination record to travel in the country or out of the country, and also, I'm sure it's going to be to get into schools and certain public buildings.
Okay, yeah, because I've seen some folks who have received the vaccine sort of flash their card from the CDC that says, you know, the date, your name, and that you've been given the vaccine.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, yeah, I've seen people are actually been posting on social media, and sometimes they're holding up a card. Okay, right. So that's what that is?
That's from the beginning, CDC. Beginning parts of it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not the initiative where they're going to try to get it on everyone's smartphones. Those plans or that software hasn't been completely developed yet. But the coalition is made up of a broad range of healthcare and tech leaders: Microsoft, Salesforce, Oracle, Cigna Healthcare, Epic, which is one of the primary softwares that our hospitals use, and a bunch of other people. So they're all banding together to try to make this happen.
So
you think about that person who had that card, Rob, let's say they lose the card.
Yeah.
Right.
They now have to get that card replaced in some manner before they can, for instance, travel, or if we were using it to get into buildings and schools and all, you're gonna be kinda locked out of all of that. So if they have it on a smartphone, I think that's gonna be a much better way to identify that you've been vaccinated.
Okay. All right, so
makes sense.
Okay, so a vaccine passport, but a digital passport.
Digital. So there's one potential pitfall that I can think of, and that's such a system is the inequality of someone without a smartphone would be unable to access a convenient digital record. So they have to answer that part of it first. That will probably still be a printed card or perhaps a QR code containing the record that can be scanned.
Okay. And so you need to have some way to make sure that this is something that can't be faked or made in terms of a false having the vaccine, so that somebody may try to create one to travel, for example.
Exactly. So if you're having a card, I haven't seen those cards, but they can pretty much fake anything if they can counterfeit money. I think they can counterfeit COVID-19 vaccination cards. So the best way to do it, I fear, will be into your smartphones. But, you know, Lisa, this isn't the first time that big tech has gotten involved in the efforts to fight coronavirus. You and I talked about this a while ago, where both Apple and Google joined forces to develop a Bluetooth-based system just to notify us if we have been exposed to COVID-19 where we traveled.
Right.
Do you remember that? But unfortunately, the tool's success, or lack thereof, was hindered by a slow and spotty adoption. So I think that what's going to happen now, this is going to be much more important for us as we move forward through this vaccination process, and probably through the next year or so.
Okay. All right. That's interesting. I mean, it does make sense, right? If the smartphone is something that you always sort of have on you, and it's becoming the place where you may be doing more of your business, you know, organizing your life, it does make sense that it is there. I am a little worried about the security aspect of it, but I know that just goes hand in hand with any technology that we adopt, whether or not it's on the smartphone or sitting in front of our terminals at home or on the laptop.
Well, yeah, if you lose your phone, I mean, you lose so much.
Right. People think they've lost their life if they lose their phone nowadays. But what do you think? Do you want big tech handling your personal private health care information?
I don't know. I don't think we can really trust him. I don't know. I don't know how this would all work because now, is it going to be true that you would need to have this type of information to travel? There are some people that will never take the vaccine, right?
Exactly, and they may not be able to travel if they don't do this. So they're going to have to do something if we lock down the way they're locking down airports now.
Yeah.
So. I feel like there have been big strides made this year with regard to tech and healthcare. Right, so many more people have been able to provide or take advantage of telehealth options by checking in with their doctor on a video call when they can't get to the doctor's office. And they're big tech does have a role already. I mean, there are probably several of us out there that are utilizing like communicating with your physician through email. I've done that myself. Like, my chart is online. I can access it. I can see the notes from my last visit. I can log in and remind myself how many, what is the dosage for the vitamin D I need to take, things like that. So
it's all there?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I mean, I do trust tech to a degree because they have been helping us make these strides to sort of better, have accessibility to our own charts and keep in touch with our physicians when we haven't been in person.
That's exactly right, Lisa. And I do the exact same thing that you do with an online portal.
Yep.
My phone gives me the messages. It tells me test results, everything that you might need. So I agree that we need to do something to help get back to normal. But as always, I'm a little skeptical when tech giants want to give me something for nothing. After all, what could possibly go wrong?
There's a lot of things to think about.
Yeah.
But this is definitely something that has to be navigated and to figure out where we're going with this vaccine passport and who's going to have our information and where is it going to be stored and how do we utilize it, I guess, to get out and navigate the new normal or whatever it is.
Right.
So David's got a great article talking about that. And David, where can people go to read more?
People go to my website, xsmartit.com, and click on my blog link. I get all the information about the upcoming vaccine passports.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, David.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.